Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Yeah, I just heard this morning on the news for anybody that's using any cholesterol-lowering drugs that it's reportedly that the culprit is not your cholesterol. The culprit, they're saying, is sugar.
Really?
And of course,
sugar gets blamed for everything, doesn't it?
Probably because it tastes so good when you put it in stuff, you know?
I know. Mm-hmm.
But, they said that, one doctor says, what CBN News reports that at every crime scene when you show up, when there's some sort of heart situation, cholesterol is always at the crime scene. But doesn't mean that cholesterol did it. You know, just because you're hanging around the crime scene, I mean, you could be a gawker, somebody who just likes to hang around what's going on. But what he found out, he tested other people with their cholesterol levels who just didn't happen to be at the crime scene, and they had cholesterol levels as well. Cholesterol levels as well in their systems. And he realized, this is what he's saying. Obviously, I'm not a doctor. I'm just repeating what he said on CBN News, that cholesterol is not, it's a good thing. Obviously, trans fats are not, because we created it in some lab somewhere. But just fat, I mean, in general, is a gift. It's good. You know, children's brains grow on cholesterol. But what do children eat more of than cholesterol?
Sugar. And lots of it.
Yes. And so sugar is the consistent suspect for heart disease and all these different things that we eat. Some people have allegedly reported that sugar's it's like eating shards of glass, you know, just a regular table sugar that goes through your system and just kind of lashes at your arteries and your veins. When you compare what we used to eat, the amount of sugar in a year, I don't have the numbers, but it has grown proportionally amazingly. Mm-hmm. So what happens is somebody focused in and said that cholesterol is our issue. And so they sell us non-fat foods, but they replace the flavor of fat with sugar. And so now we're eating shards of glass, according to what they're saying, and thinking we're dodging a bullet, when the reality is it's all the numbers are going up.
Right.
And of course, so is our size. And I always wonder this, because, you know, I'm not a pizza eater.
Right.
Or
tacos.
I don't eat tacos. I wouldn't even eat Mexican food, probably, unless every bad thing I think you've But there's this one salad.
Yeah, you did like diving, though.
Who?
You did like diving.
Well, that's on food-wise.
Oh, okay.
Food-wise. We won't bring up the barnacles or the coral. But the...
God rest her soul.
Yeah, right. On my shelf. The fajita salad. Oh, my goodness. That's amazing. Every time you eat it, you know, you underestimate it. Yes. Yeah. Exactly. And... I remember the last one I had was with Jared. We sit down and just ate nonstop. And it's so good. And it depends where you get it from. You can't. It's like Chinese food. You know, it depends where you get it from. It's not all the same.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't eat the pizzas. I don't like Cokes and root beers and different things like that has all the thick sugars in it. I mean, if I do, it's like it's overwhelming to my system.
Yeah.
I feel like I feel the sugar going in.
Right.
Yeah, I tried this diet a long time ago while we're talking about this. Save me from this conversation.
Was that bacon diet?
Yeah, actually it was. and it was a no-carb diet or low-carb diet. I think it was no-carb or low-carb or something. It was amazing because I'm definitely now, I am a meat eater.
Yeah.
And the sad thing was you couldn't put ketchup or anything on your meat. That was tough, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, you would be A1 sauce or hot sauce.
Yeah,
or something.
Yeah.
But, and I lost, it was amazing. I started shedding all, I'm eating fat and I'm losing fat.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing.
Totally makes sense.
It was totally amazing until I went into a deep depression. And I was in Tennessee, where we're having a conference up in Tennessee, and walking past these taffy stores. They make sugar taffy and all these different things, and I just kind of went in for it up there. Mm-hmm. And but I remember when I was on that, I was just amazed because, you know, I'm concerned about diets because diets, everybody that's on them mm-hmm. is gaining weight. That's why I'm just scared of them. You're like, oh my goodness, like don't do a diet, just get some pizza. But the but I was amazed that I had no sugar in my system. And you had to go through a season where, you know, you're going to crave it. But after a while, it's the sugar that causes cravings. If you're because once your sugar levels are right, your blood level's right. If your blood level's right, it doesn't spike. If it doesn't spike, you don't get that big, oh, I got to eat now. Mm-hmm. And so right now, our blood levels are like roller coasters, right? That's why they say, by the way, drink a glass of about a cup of orange juice. Uh-huh. When you're getting this huge craving, because what's happening is your blood shot up and orange juice will dump right into your bloodstream and immediately lower it back down again. So at least you won't eat more than normal.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember I went to a barbecue restaurant during that time when I was on this meat thing, because you could eat all the meat you wanted to. Mm-hmm. I was like, load it up. Yeah, bring it. Chugging all the meat that you wanted.
Yeah.
And you really should have cut it down somewhere. I probably would have had a greater success. But the they served tea there, and I didn't order the unsweet tea. I ordered just tea.
Yeah.
Now, these guys at this restaurant, it's called Sonny's Barbecue, mm-hmm. for those that are in the South, they don't put sugar in their tea. They put tea in their sugar.
Yeah, right.
It is candy-coated teeth, right. If you actually drink it. I mean, it is amazing.
And they serve it by the gallon.
Yeah, yeah, big, huge cups. You have to understand, now, I've probably been about 30 days, 60 days without having any sugar in my system. And so what I did was put take a drink of that tea. And when I drank some of that tea, I felt the tea, Pat. I felt the tea move through my body.
Yeah.
I felt it go in. You saw it. You were there. I felt it. I was going like, oh my goodness, I could feel this thick, gooey stuff going into my system. And then I felt it going through all my veins or arteries or however that goes. Mm-hmm. And I just felt it migrating through my whole system.
But that tea's like syrup.
Well, it really is. I mean, it really is. But I didn't know you could feel sugar, because you have sugar all the time. You don't realize all that.
Right.
And I'm thinking, this, I was just upset because I just realized what sugar could do to me.
Yeah.
And so now I disguise it in ice cream.
Well, that works.
Yeah, kinda. And I'm not even an ice cream eater.
Right.
Mm. I was talking to the Todd show the other day. He goes, could you imagine how big you would be
if you ate ice cream?
Wow. I said, let's move on. Yeah, it just moves through your system. And so sugar has an effect on us. Mm-hmm. And if we can manage our sugar, and of course, as starches and all that also turn into sugar. So somebody says, I don't eat sugar. I just eat a loaf of bread and rice and sugar, breads and stuff like that turn into sugar. Everything turns into sugar. It's going to be, you know, take it through your system. But yeah, they said that sugar is the main thing. And you look at people that get on things like Sugar Busters and low carb, the South Beach diet or whatever it is. I'm not into combination eating, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
He's like Archie Bunker years ago. Balanced diet. Listen to me. A balanced diet, meathead. It's a little bit of peas. And then don't stay on the peas. Go now, eat a little bit of mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
And then a little bit of meat. See, it's balanced, meathead. It's balanced. That's a flashback for anybody who don't know who that is.
Oof. Yeah.
I know. Don't watch it no more.
It's horrible.
It's horrible. It was horrible. I cannot believe. Mm-hmm. I cannot believe what America used to be.
Yeah.
But the thing about it is that it was so prevalent that you could see, and it was intentionally to be irreverent. That program was intentionally the producer of it.
Mm-hmm.
Intended to push all every stereotypes button. And all that type of thing.
Pushed every button.
And they're still doing it today. Just new buttons. They finished them buttons, I guess. Mm. But I'm thinking, my goodness, I can't believe that. I remember, you know, laughing every night to Johnny Carson for years, and then I got saved. I was like, he's a dirty old man.
Oh, my God. Right?
I just never saw it until I got saved. It never even crossed my mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that Pat's favorite show
Right. That was my grandma's favorite show.
Yeah, was it? Oh yeah. Miss Innocence.
<You're right. laughs> 5 foot, nothing.
Yeah. But yeah, I just wanted to encourage you this morning to check that out. Go to CBN News and look at the article on cholesterol. Because this is the reason why that they're giving people drugs to lower their cholesterol. They're just saying because cholesterol is the culprit, they were saying.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a lot of side effects to that drug. Memory loss, your height. I mean, you don't grow any taller. Now you're listening to me. Now you weren't paying attention. Now he's like, oh my goodness, get that stuff out the pantry.
What's the name of that? What's the exact name of that medication?
It's cholesterol lowering drugs, and they actually do lower your cholesterol. But they don't lower your ice cream, no, the sugars, and it's a 15-year increase in Alzheimer's, or 15 years faster moving into Alzheimer's.
Oh wow!
You lose your muscle strength.
Wow,
I know Pat's checking his mush now. Oh, now they know it's mush. Oh, never told them. We had you totally secretly hidden in a limousine with a 18-inch waist. he's mush. I do want to give a shout out this morning to Steve Kalaszewski. Congratulations on your first day with the same company but with a new branch in Pittsburgh. We're awesome. So excited for you. Your faith and your confidence, and we're seeing God move so powerfully in your life and your love for Pittsburgh and the people of Pittsburgh. We're feeling your love for all of our new listeners in Pittsburgh. A firebrand has just arrived in your city.
Oh, yeah.
And his name is Steve Kalaszewski. Loves God, and God has put a love in his heart for you. Mm-hmm. And he's already begun to share it, but I can't wait until all of you get to meet him.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very, very exciting. He lives up in the southern parts, just on the southern edge of Pittsburgh, the city of Pittsburgh. And we'll be telling you more about it. It's exciting.
Yeah.
It's exciting awesome. To see what God is doing. Got wonderful neighbors. Man, as soon as he moved in, people of Pittsburgh just started coming to him and helping him unload his truck and watching over his home and teaching him some tips and offering him to go around. The mailman stops and talks, and it's just like amazing. And they just welcomed him into Pittsburgh, and the people of Pittsburgh are really cool.
Yeah,
and hopefully soon get a chance to go walk the streets of Pittsburgh with him and eat some of that cholesterol up there.
Yeah,
the cheese steaks and the sausages and all that wonderful stuff. But I will stay away from the sugar. I'll stay away from that. But yeah, they did. They say that the statin drugs that they give to lower cholesterol is what they reported this morning on CBN News. It affects you in all these ways that you don't want it to affect you.
Right.
And as you're moving along in age, you don't want to have things that progress you further along in age before you arrive.
No.
But muscle mass, things like that. I mean, it's just very serious stuff. It's like, my goodness.
Mm.
And the key is staying away from sugar.
Right.
As much as you can.
Right.
And when I sat at that restaurant and I realized what that sugar did to me, and the other thing sugar does too, it makes you feel full when you're not. Mm. So it gives you a false sense of being full. And then it drops you like a bad date.
Yeah.
And it'll take your blood levels really high. And so you feel, okay, I'm satisfied. And then it will drop you. It'll just drop your levels down, which takes you into this binge mode of like, okay, I want two slices of pizza instead of one. Twinkie? I'm not even a Twinkie person. I mean, it's amazing. They have fried Twinkies.
Do you eat? What do you like? My goodness.
What are you saying about what are you talking about?
I mean, you don't like ice cream. You don't like Twinkies.
No,
you
don't like pizza.
You know what you're saying.
I
know.
I know what you're saying. You're saying, I know you eat something. Fill us in.
He's a meat potatoes man.
I like meat.
Potatoes.
And it's got to be good potatoes. I'm not even a potato person anymore, but I like fried foods.
Fried food.
Yeah, okay. I like fried. I'm down south. Fried everything's fried. I like fried fish.
Mullet.
mullet. Well, mullet.
Teresa made some good fried mullet. Should have had
everything
some.
She fixes is good. Really except good. That one particular thing. It's from the Philippines, that like Jello stuff. What was that?
Was I don't know. I don't.
I tried it.
That
like,
stuff.
I'm like, I gotta swallow this. But everything else.
Don't worry about it. She might come get you now.
Right. But everything else is good. Well, this wasn't her recipe. She was copying somebody else's recipe.
That was recipe.
Her own stuff is good. Her own stuff is good. But yeah, it was like, it was definitely something that can only be explained in Tagalog. Yeah. It wasn't Jell-O. I was thinking Jell-O. That's what it was. I was thinking Jell-O, and then...
Then it hits your mouth.
Then I just had this conflict about, it ain't Jell-O.
I'm not eclectic in my taste buds either.
You sure are. Mm-hmm. Of anybody to be talking, my goodness.
I know it.
I mean, I'm like...
No white sauce. No white sauce.
Nothing. Just like dry. Nothing. Everything's dry. Yeah. It's dry. Isn't that amazing? I don't know how anything moves down his throat.
No grits. No mayonnaise.
Yeah, but grits too. Yeah, right? It's like, you remember that? We were doing this large camping trip thing, and we had all these fathers and sons and mentors. And, of course, John does not like grits. And he made that known. He didn't like grits.
Mistake.
And, huh?
Mistake.
Mistake. Yeah. And he was walking in line. I think everybody's getting their food, and of course we're all working, so we're just grabbing some food. And somebody, I don't know who that was, popped a huge pile of cheese grits on your plate.
Yeah.
Gee, who was that?
Who was it? It wasn't me. Was it me?
It wasn't me.
Oh, I didn't have time to do that.
Yeah,
Lord,
it probably was you.
Was it really?
I think it was Chris.
It was definitely in my heart to do.
I just videoed it.
Yeah, we do have that on video.
I remember the first time wanted me to try it. Would you have some grits with us this morning? And I said, sure, I'll try one.
That's what you said. One.
And the whole crowd just
erupted. With a toothpick. Yeah. It makes a difference how you make them. When I make them, I use cholesterol.
Lots of
butter now. I like butter.
Ooh.
I like butter, but it's got to be the right kind of butter, not this.
Real butter, not fake butter.
Well, I had a trainer that abandoned me and went to Birmingham. He is from the Bahamas. And anyway, long story short, I got injured in a car accident, and he was working to get my body into some other shape. And he's so good.
He's like a body sculpture, right?
Yeah, kind of like that. But he didn't tell you what to eat, but he worked you out so hard that you resented hamburgers. And he would tell you after you just, busted your rumpus for so many things. He goes, all of that energy is equivalent to one Whopper at Burger King. So you could compare the two.
Right.
So you just kind of sneer when you pass by Burger King. I am not going to do that kind of exercise again, which is really good. And then he had you do a lot of core training exercises, mm-hmm. and your gut and your obliques and everything around your digestive system. Mm-hmm. And what he was doing was he was choking my stomach. So I couldn't even hold a burger or something. It was amazing.
Yeah.
And then you get fuller faster. See, right now we just have a lot of looseness around the
We got plenty of room.
We got to tighten that puppy up. And,
okay.
Yeah. And so I don't know why we were talking about him, but
cholesterol, grits, mayonnaise.
I gotta get off that cholesterol drug.
I'm hungry.
It's happening already.
Yeah. So we'll be back after this message. Anyway, yeah, I just wanna he worked with me, he got me back into A shape and did really good. It was really cool because he would make me read things and learn things, and he really cared. But then he abandoned me. I haven't had therapy for that yet. And I just joked with him about that. But he's just really amazing. He's from the Bahamas. He's real relaxed. He really knew his stuff, and he still does know his stuff. For anybody in our listeners in Birmingham, you can look him up. You want to find out, email us, and we'll hook you up. But he's a one-on-one type trainer. It just helps you get things in shape.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.